Acts chapter 26 and reading verse 22. Having therefore obtained help of God, I continue unto this day witnessing both to small and great, saying none other things than those which the prophets and Moses did say should come. In this chapter, Paul refers to three things. He refers to his conversion. He refers to his commission. And he refers to his continuance. Our brother Mr. McShane can speak with confidence and yet humility about the same three things. And it is the third that has brought us together this evening to give thanks to God and to honor our brother. Continuance occupies an important place in Bible teaching. Continuance does not produce reality, but continuance proves reality. The Lord Jesus said to some, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And I'm quite sure that all of us will heartily agree that our brother has continued in the word. He has read it, he has studied it, and he has taught it very widely for years. And I believe that very many owe much to his Bible teaching. I was sitting beside him at a Bible reading a little while ago, and he had that big Bible with the copious notes in it. And I whispered to him, I said, would you leave me that when you die? And he didn't encourage me very much. He said, you might be away before me. Paul says, I continue unto this day. I think if you check the dates, Paul's continuance covered about 28 years. Our brother's public ministry has covered 50 years. And I think we were quite right to sing a few minutes ago, I've wrestled on toward heaven. And I don't know whether he appreciates the third line or not, but maybe it is true. Now like a weary pilgrim, leaning on his guide. 50 years in full-time service. I think perhaps at this moment it would be appropriate to pay a little tribute to the preacher's wife. Mind you, being a preacher's wife for 50 years, is a big thing. Somebody asked my wife a little while ago how long we were married, and she told that, but she says he hasn't lived with me half of the time. And this is true of preachers' wives. Many a lonely vigil, caring for the home, caring for the children. Not easy. But isn't it nice to think that Mrs. McShane, despite at times not the best of health, has loyally stood by her husband in all these 50 years. A solemn note I might strike just here. Paul says, I have continued in my short life. I've known quite a number of preachers who didn't continue. I've known quite a number of brethren and sisters. They fell out by the way. Made of the same material as ourselves. None of us yet in heaven. And I think it behoves us to walk softly and in the fear of God. But Paul says, I continue. Continued in the path that God had marked out for him. Assembly fellowship and all that was associated with that. The very commencement of his Christian life, we find him in fellowship with the saints. And at the close of his life, he's still in fellowship with the saints. Not only continuing in the path marked out, but continuing in the work entrusted to him. Trusted with the preaching of the gospel and with the ministry of the word of God. And many a time I look at it and think, maybe about 67 or 8 years of age, the traveling he did, the preaching he did, the teaching and the writing, he kept himself exceedingly busy. And I think we would all agree, and we admire it. Our dear brother has kept himself very busy in all these years, perhaps mainly in the gospel, but when a little time intervened, he was happy to teach the saints how Bible readings open up the Word of God. Obtained help from God, said he, is the reason I did this, or the help that is from God. Physically, God helped him. Materially, God helped him. Spiritually, God helped him. In days of success, when preaching in Corinth and people getting saved, God said, I am with thee. Days of difficulty, and he had plenty of them, he said, I was delivered out of them all. Days of loneliness, stood in the court, couldn't see a face that he recognized. All men have left me. But, said he, the Lord stood by me and strengthened me. Days of illness. Now what Paul's illness was, we don't know. His thorn in the flesh. But he had days of illness. And he could hear God sweetly whisper to him, my grace is sufficient for thee. Days of disappointment. When his fellow laborers left him, and some of his own converts, the Corinthians, turned away from him. But as you've been reminded just now, at the close of life, he could say with confidence, none of these things move me. I have finished my course, obtained help of God. And I don't know that anybody would be more quick to acknowledge that these experiences I've hinted at have been out of our brother. But he could say also with Paul, I have obtained help in all these circumstances. And following that, he said, I continue unto this day witnessing. Paul was a gospel preacher to the end of life. I say this gently. I feel disappointed when I see certain men and they give themselves to ministry to the exclusion of the gospel. Paul didn't. Our brother McShane hasn't either. He keeps out the gospel despite the fact he's not as young as once he was. Having obtained help, I continue unto this day witnessing, preaching the gospel, speaking of Christ, his sufferings, and so on. But I leave that there. As I finish, notice with me, please, what the man of the world thought of that. Should he pause? You're mad. You're out of your mind, Paul. Oh, I don't know. But it's very likely if you ask some of the people that knew our brother in early life, worldlings, some of them might say, why didn't you keep at your trade? Build up a good business. Drive a BMW or a Merc. Or maybe they would have said, why didn't you use your mental abilities and get degrees? They might have said that. Not long before Mr. Duff died, he came out to see me where we were having some tent meetings. Close of the meeting, he said to me, Jim, if you and I had stayed in business and made £1 million, said he would have to leave it all and go out empty-handed. Said he, isn't it nice to think of something for God and something for eternity? Coming toward the close of our brother's life, as he looks back, isn't it nice to think he didn't expend his energies and his ability merely in worldly and earthly things. He set his affection on things above. And I have no doubt that the day will come when the best of masters will say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. And I'm sure it will be the prayer of every one of us tonight that our dear brother will be long spared to us to preach the gospel and minister the scriptures in the various ways he has been doing. Having obtained help, I continue unto this day witnessing both to small and great.